What would you use for somebody who's can get extremely confused and angry? It just seems like loving kindness seems so kind of far away. Is there, you know, something closer to them that can be used?
You're talking about what can be used to help them or what can be used to help you cope with them. Yeah. Well, I think you start with the second one of those two that I just mentioned first. You start with that developing just, a, you know, like through this reflection that I just talked about. You develop the sense of well-being, of wishing well, of kindness inside your own heart. And you have to make that firmly established. Just keeping it very simple with an image or a thought that you know is foolproof in bringing up that sense of metta inside of yourself. And then you just establish that firmly. Then, you know, when that feels quite well established and clear for in your own experience, in your own heart, then you can establish that image of that difficult person, that person who is having difficulty, who is maybe wrapped up in anger. You just bring them into that sphere, your own sphere of kindness. And if it's established firmly enough, that the presence, the mental presence, the image of that other person, you know, it may cause a little bit of a wavering, but the strength of a well-developed heart, mind of kindness is so strong that it can hold that and not waver. And then just to stay with that. You don't have to send it out to that person. You don't have to hope that that person receives the benefit from it. But you're just holding that person with all of their difficulties in that sphere of awareness that you've established with kindness. And then if you actually encounter them in real life, or if you have a real life interaction with them, if you can just keep that centered experience of kindness in your own sphere of awareness, and that's the best thing you can do for them. Because if you're interacting with them, you'll be interacting with them with a heart of kindness. And your responses will be dictated by that heart of kindness rather than trying to make them feel any differently, trying to solve their problems, trying to make them a happier person. You know, it usually doesn't work very easily that way. Yeah. But we can have a wish for that or a hope, you know, for that. But the most important thing is maintaining that sense of balance, caring inside of yourself so that it is unshakable in the presence of somebody else who, you know, isn't experiencing that or is experiencing something really painful or difficult. So your own solidity, your own confidence, your own presence of mind is the best thing that you can offer them. And then they have to work it out. You know, if they come to you and are asking for help or expressing something, then you can respond in the moment with your own wisdom that's based on that true experience of kindness. And, you know, and the appropriate response will come out. You don't have to program it. You don't have to plan it. You don't have to think about it too much. It's just if you're solid with that, then it becomes a much more natural response. And then it's up to them to receive it or not.
That makes
some sense?
Yeah, it does.